رحم الله امرأة أهدى إلي عيوبي. When he says أهدى إلي عيوبي, what does he mean? He says, may Allah have mercy on that person who offers a gift to me. Which gift? That he shows me my mistakes or my own shortcomings. Good, that's a true Muslim. We have a tendency, if you're useful to us or you're powerful, we don't point out the faults to people like that because we are benefiting from them. But with the weak, we love to point out their faults. It's very difficult for a human. If now in the community, you have someone in your community who's very wealthy, it's very difficult to go up to them and say, you know what? What you're doing there isn't right. Because this person, without his money, the community doesn't move. Tell me, who is the Razzaq, him or Allah? And that's the problem we face in our Muslim communities. If my brother has a wedding in the Muslim community, and my brother, for example, does something wrong, I'll come up to him and I'll say, you're wrong. If someone rich and powerful in the community has a wedding where the ladies are not wearing hijab the way it should be, and the hair is in its finest, and the dress is short, and the music is everywhere, I'm not going to go up to him and say, you're wrong. Am I? Because if I say wrong to Mr. Powerful, I'm in trouble. And that's where some of the leaders, the religious leaders of our communities, failed. Failed. Why? Ya Maulana, you're telling me about being religious. But why is it that that person in the community, you're always very open and good with him? Because that person is a bank. And we love banks, don't we? Go to the Muslim communities around the world. Wallah. Arab, African, Indian, Pakistani, Iranian, wherever you go. Why? Maulana always has a good relationship with the rich. Maulana, you know you're telling me about this, but your relationship with the rich, it's very healthy. Sayyid Ammar, but you know, you have to understand, without this person, my rizq is not there. Maulana, there is someone whose rizq is millions of times greater, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I tell you in my experiences, and I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms this for me on the day of judgment, that if you tell me I'm invited to a person's house, I will go to people's houses across the community. You look for the hearts. And mind you, sometimes the wealthier, the stingier. Wallah, you may find someone, simple house, but so generous. And someone whose house looks like a castle, he can't take out. And you know, in the school of Ahlul Bayt today, would you believe, we have reached a fantastic stage, really brilliant stage now. When the representative of a scholar comes to town, his pockets have envelopes. So when the representative comes, all of the ulama come out to say salam. Envelope. Envelope. In Arabic we call it dharaf. And this person becomes more powerful than the marja, because he is Mr. Dharaf. Mr. Envelopes. And you see the Mawlana and you're like, Mawlana, Mawlana, are you that low that you take envelopes? Imam al-Hadi used to work in the fields. Work in the fields. I'll discuss Imam al-Hadi tonight. He used to work in the fields. People used to say to him, Imam al-Hadi, what are you doing working? We'll give you envelopes. Imam said, my grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen used to work. Envelopes, the school of Ahl al-Bayt has become. Take. And wallah, have you seen honey and the bees? They're all sitting. Where's the envelope? The representative has come. All arise for the king. Oh, people don't get happy when you say these things, by the way, because you're blocking their rizq. But either the minbar is used to speak out, or the minbar shouldn't have no use.